cão, cu cão, cu cão. Cucu cacau, cucu. Cucu cacau, cucu. Cucu cacau, cucu. Cucão, cucão, cucão.
Hi, I'm Dario Griffin, and I'm a member of Duo Partido.
Hello there, I am Alicia Ramirez, and I am also a member of Duo Partido.
Baiana que entra no samba, só fica parada. Não canta no samba, não mexe de nada. Não sabe deixar e a cidade é louca. Baiana é aquela que entra.
I wasn't too fond of it at the beginning because partido in Spanish means
fractured, broken.
Fractured.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela menina que vi que passa, um não se falado caminho do mar.
We get together, we have a cup of tea. It typically ends in an argument. You're storming out.
Você balançado é mais que poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to All Strings Considered. I'm your host, Scott Wolf.
All Strings Considered is brought to you in part by Guitar Salon International, the world's largest selection of fine classical and flamenco guitars and accessories.
Hey, if this isn't your first time listening and you've been enjoying the show, consider liking it on Facebook, rating on iTunes, or following on Twitter at All Strings. Today on the show, I have the Brazilian guitar and voice pair, Duo Partido. You'll hear some of their really fresh interpretations of some of those classic bossa nova tunes you probably already know and love, along with a few tunes from the more modern school of one of my favorite Brazilian musical traditions.
Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento já é musical.
So I just registered, as well as bought a seriously overpriced plane ticket to Louisville, Kentucky for the GFA International Convention and Competition. It's going to be from June 25 to 30 this year and features guest artists like Zoran Dukic, Martin Dila, Agnello Desiderio, Elliot Fisk, Berta Rojas, and many more. For more information, visit the GFA website at guitarfoundation.org, and I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Take this one.
I always tell the story of how we met. Okay, well, let's see. We went to Santa Monica College together. We went to the Applied Music Program. And so him and I had a lot of friends in common, and we would perform for each other and all these sorts of things, but we would never really hang out. Sometimes we would hang out with different friends and it was cool and we would, you know, say hello and all that, but we didn't really become friends. And then I went to school for music therapy and continued pursuing my singing, and Dario went to USC for guitar. And then I started to feel like I really needed to sing some Brazilian music. And so I called a couple friends and they referred me to this person in USC that plays Brazilian music. It wasn't Dario. It was Jacob Maeda. He's actually featured in our EP. He played the bass for Garota. Mm-hmm. So I go to USC, I jam with Jacob, I'm about to leave, and then
I was playing a Pepe masterclass, happened to walk out, and then I ran right into her. At the time, I was either looking for a singer or a clarinetist to play some tunes with. Yeah, so it just worked out.
I was like, what are you doing here, fool? And I'm like, I'm here to play some Brazilian music. And then Dario's like, I play Brazilian music. And I'm like, I sing Brazilian music. It was a long process.
Very long process.
I remember we sat down and tried to figure out different names, and we looked at a dictionary and explored different words and sort of, you know, we came up with this name, Antiphonos, which was like...
On the record, you came up with the name Antiphonos.
Which, you know, was a complete, not disaster, but it was like a good trial of trying an awkward name. And then Dario here suggested partido, which means party in Portuguese. I wasn't too fond of it at the beginning because partido in Spanish means fractured. But then I started to become fond of how it rings together, duo partido, and then the other meanings for it as well. So.
On their six-song EP, Alicia and Dario have a really groovy and almost lounge version of The Girl from Ipanema, that tune everyone knows, with music by Antonio Carlos Jobim and lyrics by Vinicius de Moraes. And they preface that tune with a solo guitar work by one of today's most important composers in Brazil, Ginga. Now, you probably know the story about Charles Ives, how he was an insurance salesman by day and hobby composer in his free time. And somehow he managed to come up with some of the most original and experimental and interesting music in the 20th century American tradition. Now, Ginga, it turns out, is a dentist by day.
Ginga started playing guitar around the age of 13 and started composing a few years later. He worked his way up to becoming a session guitarist in Brazil for quite a few artists, and also pursued a career as a dentist. Now he's a full-time dentist of 30 plus years and one of the greatest Brazilian modern composers of this day. It's not so bad. As far as his compositions, they're harmonically and rhythmically just crazy. Total craziness, but they have so much emotional depth to them, so it's really easy to connect and just sort of play your heart out with them. The piece I chose to put on the EP is from a set of three shoto, shoto requiem, shoto cansao, and shoto tango, which is the one that I chose for the album. I just thought it sat with all the other pieces that we had on the EP pretty well, so yeah, it's a beautiful tune.
Among the many innovations Ginga has made on the guitar, I found one particularly interesting. He uses the back of his thumb on the fretboard to make some really amazing chord voicings.
So, here's a little excerpt from his piece Scene Baronesa. We're gonna play B flat, E flat, G, C, and D flat on our second string with our thumb. So here's how it sounds. And in context of the piece, it would be.
Want to give it a try? So this chord is third finger on the sixth string at the sixth fret, that's the B flat. Fourth finger on the fifth string, also at the sixth fret, so that's E flat. Then fingers one and two, both on the fifth fret, one on the fourth string, and one on the third string, so that's G and C. So now that we've used up all four fingers on our left hand, to get one more note quite a stretch away on the second fret of the second string, we use our thumb. That's that D flat way back there.
Wow.
And it's amazingly difficult to do. It sounds really cool. Doesn't feel particularly great.
That is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done.
It's a stretch.
So here are two tunes from Duo Partido's EP. First, Dario playing Ginga's Choro Tango, and then their really great version of The Girl from Ipanema, with guests Jacob Maeda on bass and Chris Payne playing percussion.
¶¶ De graça, é a menina que vi e que passa, um ser falado caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sushi panema, o ser balançado é mais que poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Porque estou tão sozinha? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste? Ah, a beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também faz a sozinha.
Thank you.
I'm from Colombia.
How'd you get so into Brazilian music?
My dad is a big music fan, has always been, and he was obsessed with Brazilian music since I was a child. And so he would always listen to Gal Costa or Astro Gilberto or João Gilberto. And so he would put the music in the house and I would, you know, I just grew very fond of it and started singing along and all this stuff. And so that's how my love sort of blossomed, was from when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. How do you feel about trying to speak Portuguese somewhere? Do you already speak Portuguese?
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not, you know, as fluent as I would like to be.
Uh-huh.
My singing is much more there than my speaking, and I understand everything I sing, and the pronunciation is very easy for me. The speaking of it, I need to, you know, become fully fluent.
Do fundo julgo o mundo, fato consumado, e vou-me embora. Não quero mais demais, a mais me
aprofundar.
Yeah, my dad's a jazz saxophonist, and family's from New Orleans, so I grew up on a lot of jazz. Listen to a lot of Brazilian music at home too, as well as a lot of Cuban music. So it's just sort of, it's been around.
So I found it kind of odd and interesting that with a family from New Orleans and growing up in Los Angeles, Dario's first love was ice hockey.
I guess playing since I was about 4. Which
in
is...
New Orleans? That makes a lot of
no,
sense.
I was born in L.A. Parents. Even in L.A. it doesn't make any sense. It's I have no idea how I got into it, and I just love skating. So yeah, it's a huge subculture, I would say, once you get into it. Been doing that. I was pretty serious about it. I wanted to go to Canada, join minor leagues, see if I can go pro and all that stuff. And then I broke my femur when I was about, 16? And that's when I started playing guitar, because I was just sort of bedridden. I had a botched surgery that sort of screwed up my knee, so I can't really play too aggressively anymore. So, pick up games and such, so.
When you're sick of the practice room, go and play a little ice hockey.
Yeah, I also have a long-distance inline skating group. We go around the city every Tuesday and do, like, marathons and things, so.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of my hobbies.
Yeah.
I like cooking.
He's a great cook.
Yeah?
Really cool.
What's your favorite thing to cook? What do you like to cook?
Things. I like French cuisine. I like baking a lot of pastries. Yesterday I made a strudel, but just out of phyllo dough, and I caramelized some apricots and walnuts. Really good. Everyone ate it. I didn't get a piece.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of sad.
Oh, really?
No.
Did you make it at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Who ate it?
My cousin.
Your cat.
My dad.
Isto é muito natural. Porque você é uma sabenice, se quer presente.
Bossa Nova, meaning literally new trend, developed in Brazil in the 50s and 60s among college students and primarily a white middle class, and therefore restricted the music along those racial and class lines. It toned down the African-derived rhythms of samba and incorporated harmonies from American jazz, creating a more intellectual and sophisticated sound, with its almost whispered melodies, intelligent lyrics, and simple nylon guitar accompaniment. The formation of the style can be attributed to Antonio Carlos Jobim, who was well-versed in classical and jazz piano playing and composition, the poet Vinicius de Moraes, and guitarist João Gilberto, who took the rhythms of samba percussion and translated them to the guitar. Bossa Nova's popularity in the U.S. in the 1960s was largely due to an album featuring Jobim, João Gilberto, his wife Astrud, with the addition of jazz saxophonist Stan Getz. Duo Partido reflects many of the original tenets of the bossa nova tradition. They're finding new ways to interpret this music, searching for more complex harmonic language in modern composers like Ginga, and in their choice of a simple guitar and voice duo. I did have to ask if, like the Gilbertos, there was a romantic side to their duo as well.
We did. We dated for like about 4 months.
Yeah, something like that. Then it just, yeah.
And then you guys broke up, and it didn't break up the band.
Thing is, it is a complex dynamic when you get involved romantically with someone that you have creative projects with. And sometimes it might be incredibly powerful and it might work and it's cool, but there's just a lot of different components, and relationships are complex anyways. And so if you put into the mix gigs and shows and getting everything together and recording and all these responsibilities.
Is there some remaining tension, or do you guys feel like now that that's out of the way, everything's okay, we can just work together now?
Well, sort of, I think we're coming around to it.
Dario is one of my favorite people in the world. So I think I've learned to step back sometimes and not be so childish and impulsive and just be like, like take a deep breath in and sort of see things more objectively. And so I think we are coming around. We don't slap each other so much anymore.
The next tune we're going to hear from Duo Partido is Violao by Sueli Costa.
Violao means guitar in Portuguese, and so...
Violao, this is a good sort of sappy love song with a guitar kind of tune.
But it's like mixed with a ginga. There's a ginga solo
in
there.
Yeah, there's a meld of the two together.
It was a meld.
The lyrics in this one are quite lovely. They tell the story of a carpenter who comes upon a fallen pine and begins to carve it into the body of a naked woman. And as he shapes her, he falls in love with her, and eventually he gives her his heart, holds her close, and thus was born the guitar.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful, sweet melody.
Estrada, un arboledo caído, no era un tronco cualquier, era madera de pinho, el artesano esculpía. O corpo de uma mulher. Depois ouvi pela noite o artesão nos caminhos colhendo raios de luz. Coxa de prata que se esticadas vibravam, o corpo da mulher. E o artesão finalmente nessa mulher de madeira voltou eu seu coração e lhe apertou contra o peito e dele é muito bonito e assim nasceu o violão. Thank you.
o artesão finalmente nessa mulher de madeira voltou eu ser. Se nasceu o violão.
How do you guys rehearse?
We get together, we have a cup of tea.
Fine tea.
It typically ends in an argument. You're storming out. Zero productivity.
Zero productivity. I throw dishes. Dario kicks chairs.
Wait a minute. This sounds it's like a we're disaster. Back on the relationship.
It's just complete disaster, Scott.
The rehearsals?
Yeah.
Truly
a disaster.
How do you come out with something so
I don't
good?
Know how we... Why are we even out playing?
I don't know.
No, it's actually, it's interesting how our rehearsals have shifted from when we first met to now. It's an evolution of dynamic in our rehearsals. But we usually jam at my house.
They're actually a lot more productive than what they used to be, a lot more concise. Just meet up, have everything rehearsed. So at least bring in some new tunes.
Mm-hmm. We'll email each other tunes that were like, check this out. And so we'll start sort of practicing on our own, and then we'll come together and we'll figure out what works best and a vision for each song, and then we start jamming and things solidify as we start playing.
And you guys rehearse as a duo and then bring in the other people later?
Yeah, bring it to the band. I'll change keys maybe 50 times
until it feels good for your voice.
Yeah.
With the band rehearsals are more, you know, you just take
just
the charts
set.
And just jump and do it.
Nova, mas sem prova de salário, combinamos, eu pagava. Você fez o crediário, nosso caso foi pra cova e a roupa pro armário.
So you probably know by now that I'm always looking for fresh perspectives on how one makes a career as a musician. We heard from Dr. Walter Clark about writing on music and researching music. We've heard quite a few recipes from other guests about how one makes a living as a performer, a teacher, or a composer, or usually a little bit of all three. But here's a new one, music therapy.
I went to school for music therapy at Cal State Northridge.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, music therapy is this field where you use music to achieve different goals with different populations. Because we know that music is so healing and universally therapeutic.
So music therapy has been shown to help people who've had traumatic brain injuries, children with autism spectrum disorder, to aid a whole series of linguistic disabilities, to help the elderly fight the effects of dementia. It has all sorts of really amazing benefits.
Quando olhei a terra ardendo, uma fogueira de São João.
I've worked with seniors before using music. I'm currently working with children with autism. You can be a music therapist that focuses more on rhythm. Do auditory motor mapping training, which is like you get trained to certain rhythms to help someone that's stuttering to increase fluency. So there's different goals for different populations with different music approaches. Hmm. So for instance, we'll write songs together. And there's so many beautiful things that happen in that process. It gives the child self-confidence. It engages the child in an activity that's fulfilling and super fun. I have to say, I feel like I'm married to music therapy, but my lover is singing.
Até mesmo asa branca bateu asas do sertão.
So I have a couple suggestions for you if you're interested in learning more about music therapy. One is a great book by Oliver Sacks titled Musicophilia, discussing all sorts of interesting things that happen with music in our minds. And there is an entire chapter on musical therapy. And here, let me give you a little tiny excerpt. There's a patient, Samuel S., who has developed severe expressive aphasia following a stroke in his late 60s. Aphasia is essentially not being able to access words or sometimes the rhythms and melodies we need for speech. Despite speech therapy for 2 years, Samuel S. was still unable to communicate. But a musical therapist at their hospital, Connie Tomeno, heard him singing one day outside her clinic. He was singing Old Man River.
That old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing.
But he could only recall 2 or 3 words of the song. So she starts meeting with him regularly and would sing with him or accompany him on the accordion. Mr. S. was soon able, singing along with Connie, to get all the words of Old Man River, and then many other songs. And as he did this, he started to also show the beginnings of speech. So within 2 months, he was making short but appropriate responses to questions. He was then able to express himself. This after having been deemed hopeless by speech therapy.
But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Another great chapter in this book is about a severe amnesiac named Clive, who basically feels like he's waking up for the first time ever every 20 seconds or so.
You know how we got here?
No.
You don't remember sitting down?
No.
I reckon we've been here about 10 minutes at least.
Yeah, well, I've never acknowledged it. My eyes have started working now, and I've seen the whole time I've been seeing anything at all is that.
And do you feel absolutely normal?
Not absolutely normal, no. I'm completely confused.
Confused?
Yes. You've never eaten anything, never tasted anything, never touched anything, or smelled anything. What right have you seen in your life?
But you are.
Well, apparently, yes. But I'd like to know what the hell's been going on.
But his memory remains intact for 2 things. He can recognize his wife's face and immediately recalls the love he feels for her. And he can still play piano and even conduct a choir at sight. Radiolab does a really great podcast on this one. Just Google Radiolab, one word, and Clive, and that one should come up. There's also a BBC documentary on him titled Life Without Memory. Then there's also a great book called This Is Your Brain on Music by Daniel Levitin or Levitin. And the nice thing about these two is that you don't really have to be a scientist or a professional musician to read, understand, and enjoy them.
I work for a music, wellness, and technology company.
Okay.
As a music therapist, and they've created this really cool application for any Apple device. It's called SingFit. And basically, it has this really cool feature where it's a lyric coach. And so it plays the song and backing music. There's a guide singer. And then the cool thing is the lyric coach is this voice that will feed you the lyrics of the song right before you have to sing.
Lyric coach track, in which spoken lyrics are prompted to the participant immediately prior to when the words need to be sung. Listen.
Go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
If the singer is unsure of the melody, he or she can increase the volume of the guide singer track.
Oh, mountain air. And when the sun refused to shine. And when the sun refused to shine.
So it's perfectly timed so that you can jump in and sing the song. And you can lower the key or raise the key. We use it with many populations to help people sing, because we know that singing is so healing in so many ways. So yeah, check it out. SingFit.
So the last tune you're going to hear is called Falsa Baiana, and it has all kinds of cool percussion sounds that Dario and Alicia do with their hands and with their mouths. But before they introduce you to that one, let me just say thank you for listening to All Strings Considered. I am your host, Scott Wolf.
All Strings Considered is brought to you in part by Guitar Salon International, the world's largest selection of fine classical and flamenco guitars and accessories.
Links to buy and download Duo Partido's EP are on the podcast website at scottwolfguitar.com/podcast, or you can go straight to iTunes or Bandcamp and search for Duo Partido. You can reach Alicia at aliciaramirezworks.com and Dario.
If anyone needs anything, you know where to find me. DarioGriffin.com. Mm-hmm. Google me. Okay.
While you are surfing those internet waves, how about stopping by All Strings Considered on iTunes and giving the show an awesome 5-star rating? You can also like it on Facebook or follow on Twitter at All Strings. Well, that just about wraps up this episode. It's been my pleasure to introduce you to Duo Partido. Until next time, enjoy this last tune.
The approach was a little bit more raw, and we use our hands and vocal percussion and vocal sounds. Yeah. Falsa Baiana, and it's by Geraldo Pereira.
Gugu gagao gugu, gugu gagao gugu, gugu gagao gugu, gugao gugao gugao. Gugu gagao gugu, gugu gagao gugu, gugu gagao gugu, gugao gugao gugao.
Baiana que entra no samba, só fica parada. Não canta no samba, não mexe de nada. Não sabe deixar e a cidade é louca. Baiana é aquela que entra no samba de qualquer maneira. Que mexe e remexe, tá mão nas cadeiras. E deixa a moçada com a mão na boca. Baiana que entra no samba, só fica parada. Não canta, não samba, não mexe de nada. Não sabe deixar e a cidade é louca. Baiana é aquela que entra no samba de qualquer maneira. Que mexe e remexe, dá mão nas cadeiras. E deixa a moçada com a mão na boca. A falsa baiana quando entra no samba, ninguém se incomoda, ninguém bate palma, ninguém abre roda, ninguém grita uva, sabe a Bahia, senhor. Mas a gente gosta quando na baiana requebra dirichinho de cima em brajo e vira o solinho, se deixa o sol filas de São Salvador. Cucu cacau, cucu, cucu cacau, cucu. Cucu cacau, cucu, cucau, cucau, cucau. Cucu cacau, cucu. Cucu cacau, cucu. Cucu cacau, cucu, cucau, cucau, cucau. Baiana que entra no samba, só fica parada. Não canta no samba, não mexe de nada. Não sabe deixar e a cidade é louca. Baiana é aquela que entra no samba de qualquer maneira. Que mexe e remexe, dá mão nas cadeiras. E deixa a moçada com a mão na boca. Baiana que entra no samba, só fica parada. Não canta no samba, não mexe de nada. Não sabe deixar e a cidade louca. Baiana é aquela que entra no samba de qualquer maneira. Que mexe e remexe, dá mão nas cadeiras. E deixa a moçada com a mão na boca. A falsa baiana quando entra no samba, ninguém se incomoda, ninguém bate palma, ninguém abre roda, ninguém grita uva, sabe a Bahia, senhor. Mas a gente acosta quando na baiana requebra dirichinho de cima em brajo e vira o solinho, se deixa o sol filas de São Salvador.
I'm here to play some Brazilian music. And then Dario's like, I play Brazilian music. And I'm like, I sing Brazilian music.
Paco.